Are you tired of going through life just surviving? Along my journey in life, I have found some universal principles that unlocked my untapped potential. Follow me as I delve into those principles and the secrets other successful individuals have been using to thrive in life and unleash the legend within them. This is the Legend of You podcast. I am your host, Mr. Tenacity. Welcome back to another episode of the Legend of You podcast. I'm super excited to have you. Christmas is literally just around the corner. I'm excited. It's my birthday, if you guys didn't know. So early Merry Christmas to each and every person that celebrates it. You know, I am just excited this week. I'm ready to set this week off in the right foot, in the right motion. And I hope you all are ready as well. I hope that you enjoyed last week's episodes and will enjoy this week's episodes as well. I'm excited. So, you know, I want to talk to you guys about slaying the three-headed monster today. When I retired from the Army, I decided to attend college. And I can't lie, I mainly did it for the monthly stipend given, you know, if I would enroll full time. I had not attended a civilian school since I dropped out in the ninth grade. Initially, I was not nervous and did not really give it much thought, but that all changed when I attended my first class. Now, let me give you all some context to this story. At a young age, I was diagnosed with a learning disability and failed all through my educational journey. I was called dumb by teachers, picked on by classmates, and even developed a strong hatred for anything that resembled school-like settings. The Army brought me out of that shell a little bit, but not completely. And even in the Army, I struggled greatly in the classroom settings. When I arrived at my first day of college, I was immediately struck by fear, doubt, and anxiety. I was like, what in the hell am I doing? My first semester, I had an intro into business, math, and English. I had to take these courses, and immediately I was overwhelmed with fear. I thought I would struggle with the coursework and I would be unable to keep up. But truthfully, my biggest fight was within my own head. I was really good at math. But once I walked into college, I began doubting my abilities and then started thinking about tons of things that had not happened, like failing my first semester. I was getting worked over by all three of these pieces of fear. Fear, doubt, and anxiety, they're all one and the same. Three heads connected to the same body, they are related and work together to ensnare their victim. Like I said, they were working me over. I began to put off the work. I would tell myself, I'll do it tomorrow, and then justify it somehow. For most of the semester, I averaged a D, which is not good. Failing frustrated me more and more, and I decided to stop making excuses and do the work. If I was going to fail, it would not be due to me not putting in the correct amount of work. It wouldn't be because I didn't try and give a shit. Something very amazing took place as I disregarded the fear, the doubt, and the anxiety that inspired me not to try. I began to understand the work. More than that, I enjoyed it. And by the end of the semester, I managed to end with a B in that class. I went from straight D's to a high B in every single one of those three courses. And I did it in less than half a semester. Fear, doubt, and anxiety were keeping me from success. But it was me who was feeding it. Fear only had the power I was giving it. Once I focused on the work and placed my eyes on the goal rather than on the past or things that had not yet happened, I was able to find success. Fear is there to protect us, to keep us comfortable and out of harm's way, even when that comfort is hurting us in the long run. Growth is accompanied by resistance. It is resistance that promotes growth in our lives, and fear, anxiety, and doubt are the first barriers of resistance we must push past. Each time we face our fear, confront the doubt swirling in our minds, and look past our anxiety, we empower ourselves to grow to new heights. This also means you never fully defeat the three-headed monster. Every successful person I have met, every high-level athlete, and the most elite soldiers in the world constantly deal with fear. They are continually met with doubt and have to fight this anxiety. The reason is the next level of growth, success, and expansion is on the other side of the three-headed monsters that are attacking us. So what's the cure? What's the weapon? Well, it's taking action, doing the work, and refusing to give any power to that beast that wants to steal your tomorrow. I want you to sit back for a second, close your eyes if you can, and imagine what your life would look like if you were living with the confidence of knowing that you are going to face whatever is between you and your goal. No matter the fear, no matter the anxiety, no matter the doubt you may feel, to know that you have the confidence to push past that, to move into that arena that is scaring you shitless, that is causing you to doubt yourself. How much success would you find at work, in your marriage, and with the other goals that you have longed to accomplish? Listen, once I realized that to counter my fear, all I had to do is the work and focus on where I was headed, I walked into the next level of my life. And you can too. Everything that I'm telling you is possible for you. If I can do it, you damn sure can do it. I allowed the three-headed monster to stop me more times than I want to admit. I made excuses, procrastinated, and allowed time to keep ticking by as I watched from the sidelines. If you have been procrastinating, allowing the three-headed monster to control you, and you are ready to get into the game, I want you to set up a free 30-minute Legend of You breakthrough session with me today. Do it right now. The link is in the show notes. Scroll down, you'll see it. Click that link, get on my schedule, and do it today. Together, we will get you on the other side of your fear and into the level up zone. I look forward to meeting you, and until next time, I want you to go kill it.